This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we all got to go down to the Washington State Fair in Puyallup. We totally did the Puyallup. It was a blast. We played the games, we rode the rides, and we wanted to find out from people that were also at the fair yesterday, what is the ultimate fair food? So this led us to ask those folks a very simple question. It was awesome running into so many rockaholics at the fair. So we had to
I'll be honest, at first I was like, I don't think we're going to run into anybody. This is not our demographic. Because when we first got there, like 17 buses of old people showed up. And I was like, oh, we might have picked the wrong day. Like, we're not going to be able to get around very fast.
You know, we weeded through those folks and we found our people.
We did.
And then we asked those folks a very simple question. And that question was this: what is the best fair food? And here are some of the answers.
Yeah, I'm here with Braden.
Yeah.
Simple question for you. We're here at the Washington State Fair. What is the best fair food?
The best fair food? I like the walking tacos.
I had no idea what the hell that was. Do you?
Nope.
Walking tacos?
Walking tacos.
Oh, thankfully he explains it to us.
Which one?
Walking tacos. They're like in a bag. It's like a, you can get Doritos or Funyuns or anything. They put ground beef and lettuce and stuff in it.
Danny, you know this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I knew a Frito pie. This is very typical in New Mexico. They'll do Fritos, and then they just put everything. I've never heard them called walking tacos, though. They're just a Frito pie.
So you should eat them because you can walk and eat them?
Yeah.
And you call them Frito pies?
Yeah.
Strange.
We're learning a lot this morning.
They cut the chip bag, right? Yup.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, super sweet.
It's a great bag.
Hi, what's your Delaney. Name?
What would you say is the all-time best fair food?
Honestly, classic elephant ear, for sure.
Yeah. OG, you got to go with the OG. That is awesome.
And they smell so good. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you walk, you smell those elephant ears.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like pulling you in.
It's a rite of passage if you're going to go to the fair.
And what's your name?
Mason.
Do you like fair food?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What's that?
Do you like?
Okay, at that moment I realized I do not speak toddler very well. That's like me with my daughter. She'll say something. I'm like, And my wife's like, she said she would like some ice cream. And I'm like, that's not what I heard.
Thank goodness you have an interpreter at home.
Right? Apparently this kid's parents were able to interpret.
Okay,
what's that?
Do you like the scones?
The scones or the elephant ears or the french fries?
Yeah.
All of them. That's pretty much me. Spencer, we're asking everybody, what is their all-time favorite fair food?
I'm pretty basic. I just like the pizza.
And mind you, we're talking to him right outside of a pizza stand. So it made sense.
He's the ambassador.
Yeah.
Which pizza do you go with?
I usually do the pepperoni, but she had a
pickle pizza.
And how was the pickle pizza?
It was really good. I like pickles, so.
Did that come with like a ranch sauce on it, right?
Yeah. A ranch base, yeah, and I dipped it in more ranch.
Yeah. I've had that before. It's pretty amazing. Is that your favorite fair food then?
I would say it's pretty close. I just tried it today and it was really good.
Have you had a pickle pizza?
No, but it better be dill pickles.
Let's not go there.
Hey, Sarah, we found Lisa here in the Midway, or I don't even know what to call it Midway, the roller coaster area of the State Fair.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys doing?
So great. Okay, we have a simple question for you, all right?
Yes.
What is the best fair food?
Oh, my God, elephant ears.
Yes. Dude, you can never go wrong with an elephant ear.
My son, it's his favorite food as well. We're going to totally get one later.
So Sarah and I had to go and hit the streets of the Washington State Fair to find something that didn't have meat in it.
Okay, so yeah, at this point, we lost you guys because you guys decided you wanted for lunch just straight up barbecue. And we're like, there's absolutely nothing here for Sarah. And shockingly, when you walk around the fair, there's really not a lot of plant-based options. I don't know if you guys know that.
That's what I said to Danny. I said, they're looking for the one vegan truck stop here, and we never found it.
Anything that just wasn't just French fries. It was. We had to walk all the way back to the front of the fair to find those kind of places and found a yakisoba plate.
Oh, yeah.
It was just really freaking good.
Yes, we got some yakisoba. Right now, Sarah's glowing because what did you get?
You guys, I got a giant baby bottle. I kid you not. This thing is huge.
It's almost bordering on a 2-liter bottle.
Yes. And I filled it up with strawberry lemonade, and I'm just sucking on a bottle as an adult, okay? And I love this thing.
The color of the strawberry lemonade, it looked like Pepto-Bismol.
You did.
And the fact that there was not alcohol in it was very disappointing.
Well, I mean, you couldn't get the alcohol.
But you know, our girl is the type that would smuggle in the shots and add them to the drink.
I was actually kind of surprised that she didn't do that. Yeah, you're right. All right, so we're about to get to the point where I ask her how much this thing costs.
Oh God!
Do you know how much do you think Sarah paid for this?
$22.
$22, Danny. What are you thinking?
See, everything seemed to be around 15, so I'll go with 15.
Okay, you got 15, you got 22. Let's find out.
My favorite part is you completely sat through what had to have been the longest sales pitch about this baby bottle, knowing full well that you were buying the baby bottle.
No matter what, I was buying it. I don't care if that there's free refills or anything. Like, it's just so cool.
I'm buying it. You don't need to sell me on it.
This lady just kept talking about how great this thing is, and we're like, she's got money in her hand. Like, you don't need... You don't need to sell this. You could save this pitch to somebody who's on the fence. She's buying it. She's got money in her hand right now.
Just give it to me.
My money out.
Right? I think George might kill me because I think it was a little expensive.
How much was it?
I think it was like $20.
$20?
There you go. So, Taryn, you were the closest.
Yeah. And free refills?
One free refill you get.
Yes.
And then $5 for more refills, right?
Right, the last day of the fair, then free refills all day, baby.
Yep. Wow.
And you can find them at other places like 4th of July celebrate. We heard the whole pitch.
The Bite of Seattle, they're there. I can bring my bottle.
Oh my God.
I mean, this lady was laying it on thick.
My bottle's going everywhere with me, you guys.
I can see that.
Don't judge me, Steve.
Well, I just made 15 for a basic plate of yakisoba, so I can't really give you a hard time.
Yeah, and this baby bottle will last forever. My entire life.
You even swapped your water bottle with it. Now that's your new water.
I got it with me this morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are you judging me?
Yes.
It's so cool.
It's a giant baby bottle, and now you're drinking water out of it.
I will say, it doesn't make me look like an adult at my work establishment, well, does it?
I'm just glad that most of the people we work with work from home now, so we don't have to worry about the conversations of, why is Sarah drinking out of a giant baby bottle?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.